Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's 11th day of July, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just another beautiful summer day. I didn't even see no chemtrails, man. It's just, man, one of those days. I wish you could pick it and take it when you want it, but it comes naturally, and that's just the way it is. Well, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Police allowed to anonymously sue people. Oh, man, I mean, they talk in here about the justice system. What justice system? What law? We're going to talk about it ourselves as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. You know, before we jump into this article, you know, you look at the mainstream propaganda machine. What I mean, they have got complete control of it. You talk about geared. I mean, every channel all day long, it's Donald Trump's son is lawyering up because he talked to a Russian during the election like this has any goddamn thing to do with our lives or what's going on in this country. They are on wholesale looting our country right now. And their state agents are coming after what is left of any kind of a notion that we have a Bill of Rights or that the people have any rights. But no, man, it's real important. Donald, you know, we're going to have 50 investigations in this investigation nation. And we're going to, well, yeah, things were, there were crimes committed and things were, we're going to correct things. And it was a scandal. That's all. Meanwhile, like I said, you know, goddamn, like this shit here, you know, police allowed to anonymously sue people. Oh, man, let's just go into it. This is from, well, you know, we're going to, you know, yesterday we were talking about, you know, here in Oregon, you know, this notion that, you know, just a cop can say, well, I feel like that fellow over there because I'm a goddamn communist because I'm operating completely illegally for a rogue occupation in this people's country. I'm afraid those people over there that I'm trying to line up to get over into the goddamn ditch and put a bullet in their head. I'm afraid they might cause some harm. So we need to go take their guns. I mean, just so blatantly outside of reality. I mean, the 10th article here, we were talking about, you know, Trump. The big deal here is, you know, Trump Jr.'s, you know, lawyering up and all this bullshit. The 10th article says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, it's nor prohibited to it by it to the states. It is prohibited under the second article for the states to touch the goddamn second article. But this isn't important. What's important is Donald Trump's son during the election. I mean, you talk about a smoke screen they're throwing up. They are stealing people. They are stealing hand over fist. I mean, the theft of our country is accelerated. And their state agents, like I said, are coming straight after with the very notion that the people ever had any goddamn rights. I mean, they are trying to affirm that we absolutely do not have rights. And the very thing that this goddamn federal government should be doing, that it would be empowered to do, it, but just ignoring it. Police allowed to anonymously sue people. This is from Mass Private Eye. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A recent CNN article reveals that police are suing Black Lives Matter, and you really had to, you know, they'll throw this out there like it matters. I mean, it doesn't matter who they're suing. It is just what you're looking at is being proposed as legitimate. I mean, but I Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's another communist operation. Maybe this is all putting together so that they can say start setting precedents is what they're doing here. They're setting a precedence here. And a lot of people go, good, they're suing Black Lives Matter and them goddamn niggers and get rid of them. But, you know, the thing here is, like I said, they're setting a precedent. And then they're going to come after you. Where are we at? Black Lives Matter anonymously. A wounded officer's lawsuit filed in federal court in Louisiana alleges Black Lives Matter and several of its leaders are responsible for last year's ambush on law enforcement in Baton Rouge. You talk about things being turned around. The person who filed the lawsuit is named in the complaint only as Officer John Doe Smith. Dane Caleno, Loyola University law professor in New Orleans, said it's really unusual for the officer to sue under a pseudonym in a case of this kind. Now, you're going to be suing private individuals. I don't know. These people are going to be named as individuals. I mean, we talked about it before. In the common law, we the people cannot be sued by a goddamn police officer or any other corporate entity in this country. I'm an agent for the government. I'm suing you as an agent. It cannot happen. This is telling you that the goddamn Bill of Rights and the common law we've replaced it with this bullshit and we're going to oppress you and tyrannize you under it. I put up the definition of tyranny and the definition of coward yesterday on the site. And goddamn it, you know, that you talk about evil, oppressive, cruel. And this is what we're talking about here. Evil, oppressive, and cruel. Government, illegitimate government. This cannot exist. This is a complete takeover. This is telling you that you can wipe your ass on that Constitution and that Bill of Rights. This is straight up telling you. Now we'll see how people will be talking today about Donald Trump Jr. He's got a lawyer up. You know, there's a big investigation on that Russian thing. Jesus, God Almighty. Police being allowed to sue people anonymously goes well beyond being really unusual. The implications of police anonymously suing people will have a detrimental effect on our justice system. What goddamn justice? I want somebody to explain to me what this justice system is. I'm a betting that big shiny nickel I got that nobody can goddamn do it. There is not even there ain't one set goddamn standard across the board, people. You know, a lot of people talk about anarchy, you know, anarchy, and this is goddamn anarchy. This is absolute lawlessness. No notion of law. It's just, well, we're making it up as we go along. We want your money, so, well, we can do what we want because we'll write it down on a piece of paper and you won't do a goddamn thing to stop us. When it comes to that point, when reason is flushed down the toilet, it's time to fight. Police allowed to sue people for health and safety reasons. According to an article in the Advocate, police are allowed to anonymously sue people for health and safety reasons. On what planet? Not in this goddamn country you can't. Not if we have any kind of system of law. My God, I mean, this don't even fall under contractual bullshit. This is just, they're making this up as they go along. It'd be nice if I could sue them people over there. What do you think, Fred? Well, yeah, well, we're the judge. We control the courts, and, well, we can write it down on a piece of paper. Who can stop us? This is where we are. A lawyer for the officer, however, asked Chief U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson to allow the suit to move forward and for the officer who filed it to remain anonymous for health and safety reasons. You know, you could file the perfect lawsuit. You could write it out in absolute fact. You could have everything, all your I's dotted, your T's crossed, in absolute compliance with the procedure. And, you're suing an officer. He's got immunity, so this is a frivolous lawsuit, and just sign it, and there goes your goddamn right. Any right you had to redress under your first article. That easy. We are under a totalitarian dictatorship. You can't call it anything else when you're looking at it. On July 17, 2016, Officer John Doe Smith was in the course and scope of his duties as a duly commissioned police officer. What the fuck? A duly commissioned police officer. Under what authority? You know, as an American national, I have the right to ask for any authority because I'm supposed to be in goddamn control here. I'm supposed to be the sovereign of this nation. I would like to know, under what authority is he a commissioned police officer? Commissioned by whom? Under what authority? For what purpose? No, what he is a corporate, he's a mall cop, a glorified mall cop. That's all the hell you got in this country is corporate police now. Even the sheriff's departments are all corporate police now, operating under, we got a contract. So, and you know, because they're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code, that's their excuse. Well, there's nothing in the Uniform Commercial Code about anybody having any goddamn rights, and this is how it's being run, people. They set the precedents, they pushed the limit. I mean, they've just pushed it along. Just how far can we get? They'll push it until they can't push no more. What the hell? It's only your resource that is coming against you. Oh, you stop it there. Well, goddamn, they'll sit there and they'll wait for a year or two and they'll push it again. And now we're pushed up. Our backs are against the wall. When you see something like this, my God, you're talking about a police state where you're starting now. They're starting to make, it's like the Roman soldier. Or the like in Braveheart with the English soldier. When you watch where touching one of the or hitting one of the king's men or striking one of the king's men is the same as striking the king, don't you know? This is where it's going, people. Let's see here, Smith, in the scope of his duly commissioned police officer, when he was shot by a person violently protesting against police, and which violence was caused or contributed to by the leaders of Black Lives Matter. I mean, you talk about a stretch. You talk about having to prove an action by a person in a common law court via fact. I mean, this right here would be, you tried to offer this at a common law court. I mean, I would say accept the filing. And I'm going to file against you. I'm going to get everything you got from before you. I mean, you come here, you brought me into a court with this bullshit. This is not law. There's no facts involved in none of this shit. But you write, like I said, you write out a perfect lawsuit in fact, with you know, definitions all the way through it, everything defined, everything done perfect. And you submit it. Well, we're dismissing this because it's frivolous. We're going to call this frivolous because you're going after one of us. And I've seen some of their goddamn lawsuits, people. I've read them. I mean, goddamn, a third grader could write better. And they have no goddamn clue of how law is to be written. But, I mean, this here, what they're talking about here, this is the statement in this lawsuit. This is a statement in a goddamn lawsuit. This is what they're presenting as a fact in a lawsuit. Violently protesting. I mean, what time was it? I mean, what the hell you got? October. Oh, listen, on and about July 2016. You know, I tripped and fell, and you know, somebody's responsible for it. I'm going to say these guys here. Why not? Hell, they were. I can vaguely connect them through a side issue. This is what we're looking at, and this is what's passing for goddamn what they say up here, justice system. This, I mean, the law is gone, people. Get it through your heads. The reason it's so important ain't because of this goddamn lawsuit. It's because there's no law to protect you. You better get it in your goddamn head that they want to, if they want to come and take everything you've got, you know, if you could file the perfect injunction, they would just say, frivolous. Go take everything they got. Absolute immunity. I mean, they just write it down on a piece of paper, people. It doesn't have to have any basis in law whatsoever. And there is none for this bullshit. Police attorney Donna Grodner admitted that there is no current credible threat of violence against the officer. And AVO search revealed, I guess it's AVVO search revealed that Grodner was disciplined by state licensing authority. I don't know what the hell that's got to do with any of this either. According to a courthouse news article, Gavin Long never attended any Black Lives Matter protest in Baton Rouge. Doesn't matter. It exists. This is what they're trying to set up like they did in goddamn Russia. You know, we were talking yesterday about the article that came out of the Oregonian. You know, if you're mentally, because, you know, if somebody's getting mentally disturbed, I mean, what's mentally disturbed? Well, let's look and go back to the Soviet Union let's go back to the 1950s and 60s when it was really fucking nasty there. What was a mental problem defined as there? Ooh, you spoke out against the government? You're not for communism? You're not a good comrade? Or you knew somebody who spoke out against communism and you didn't report it? You need some Thorazine. You need some treatment. You need some therapy. You sure as hell don't need a gun. Sitting here saying this, and I can see it developing around me, and I'm shaking my head. This is what is coming, people. This is goddamn Soviet Union. That's what I mean. This is more Soviet Union than what the Russians have today. They're freer than we are today under under their socialism, but it's still communism under another name. But to see what is developing here with the little shit like this, you know, you see these side stories that you'll never see in the mainstream media, and you see how this shit's coming together. And I'm here to tell you right now, I mean, well, let's go on and see what these cops can do. According to Courthouse News, okay, we did that. Black Lives Matter, they had a protest in Baton Rouge. And then later on, this happened in Baton Rouge. So, we'll get those guys. I mean, we don't need to connect. We don't have to show that anybody, any individual committed any individual act like you would in the common law. We just vaguely, well, they were here and they, you know, this guy here is kind of like them. So, well, I'm going to sue them because I'm a cop. I mean, if you tried that goddamn theory, they'd laugh you. Well, I think they say that in here. If the alleged health and safety reasons, quote, are a lie, why are police allowed to sue people anonymously? States across the country are going out of their way to protect police and make it easier for them to arrest and sue people. It's because the looting is coming. Mark Kornke talked about it. I mean, he's been talked about it a long time ago. At some point, whole thing's gonna, you know, it has to come apart. It just can't go on. It's fraud. And at some point, you know, we've seen, and I think it was Connecticut, the public workers unions and all these things going broke. Well, it's happening everywhere. It's just a wholesale theft, like we were talking about at the beginning of the program. Just who can steal the most, the fastest, and get the hell out with it, you know, before everything crumbles. And at some point in the ballgame, man, and this is why this is you're setting a foundation here. This is what I see. They're setting a foundation here. Now, when it gets to the point where, God damn, we just can't pay no more pensions, but we do need you thugs out there because, you know, we got these laws we put in place. We got everything plugged in. We're forming forces to go out. And what you got to do as a cop, you got to say, you know, man, I want to go get that guy. That guy's got a hell of a gun collection. Hell of a gun collection. He's got a lot of goddamn property over there. So what I'll do is I'll go raid him, you know, I'll fill out a thing to the judge saying he's a danger because she sure as hell is a danger. Every American patriot is the there couldn't be a more danger to the communists that are invading your country, could there? I mean, they're just sitting there telling you this, right? He's a big danger to us. We need to get that guy because, well, we're stealing everything he's got. We're oppressing him. We're inflicting tyranny upon him. He's dangerous. He might shoot us. We should be able to go get write me a thing, Judgey, Judge Epstein, or write me a I need a no knock warrant. Yeah, we're gonna plow right in with the goddamn troop carriers. Yeah, we're going right in. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna loot the place. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you'll get your cut. This is it. There'll be no more money, and then they'll just be unleashed. And the whole idea is that, you know, you got to go get the guns and you can just take the rest of what you find for going and getting the guns. This is what it's happening right here in front of my eyes. Blue Lives Matter, in quotation marks, laws will make it easier to arrest innocent people. Look what they just told you there. It'll make it easier to arrest people who shouldn't be arrested. In fact, you'll be committing a crime arresting. It'll make it easier, though. They're telling you. Make it easier to arrest innocent people, and states have begun using blue alerts to notify the public when a law enforcement officer is injured. You've seen that? You know, like the little kitty alerts, Amber alerts, you know, the missing child. Remember when they put that, what a good idea that was. I bet everybody thought that was a great idea, didn't you? Oh, let's get them damn bastards kidnapping children. We've got the mechanism in place. Now what are we going to use it for real? Oh, you struck one of the king's men. Man, your face just popped up across the goddamn nation on the Blue Lives Matter alert, or blue alert. Try finding an impartial jury after police issue statewide blue alerts because a police officer, I mean, don't even talk to me about goddamn juries, mister. I mean, who is this? Oh, it's Joe. Joe, don't even talk to me about, I mean, that's a bullshit argument. Sorry, bro. But it just is. I mean, there is no goddamn law. You done covered that in the body of your article here. Then turn it around. I mean, that's like talking about people having guns for hunting. It had nothing to do with the whole matter. What you just said here just told me is that the goddamn there is no law. And then you talk about, well, we couldn't find an impartial. You can't find an impartial jury anyway in a system that can operate. There is no system. There is no goddamn standard. Can't be. BLM protesters abused by police, and going on to another, apples and oranges here. The advocates claim BLM protesters were packed into overcrowded cells, pepper sprayed and treated like animals. Well, they've been treating patriots like animals for 30, 40 years now. I'll let you in on that. You know, when Amon Bundy, when, you know, they had the thing there, or maybe it was the other brother, Ryan Bundy, when they, you know, roughed him up in the jail there and made him stand and put him in isolation, all that shit. That's been going on for frickin' ever. I mean, this isn't, you didn't discover no uranium here. Treated like animals, they've been treating the people who wouldn't go along with this shit like animals all along. And the good folks out there who have bent with the wind so that they could have... Just so that they could have their comfort zones. Well, you're the people that have facilitated this shit. Had you been aware, had you made yourself aware when you started seeing it happening around you? I mean, when you were on the juries and there's somebody sitting there saying, hey, man, I got rights. Oh, we don't talk about rights in these court cases. We're talking about the Oregon revised statutes or Colorado revised statutes or Virginia revised statutes. That's all we're talking about here. And you didn't take the time to say, hey, you know what? I think we do have a goddamn Bill of Rights, don't we? That doesn't apply in this court. Isn't that the base of our law? If there is any such thing. Treated like animals, indeed. I've been treated like an animal long before you even knew there was a problem. When you were participating in it, I was being treated like an animal. And the promise of justice incentives report titled Punished Protesters in Baton Rouge claims that those detained for minor infractions were forced to endure threats of brutal force and humiliation for days. No shit. Really? Well, maybe you guys might have copped onto it. You people are just going, oh, man, this is really a bad thing that's occurred all of a sudden. Maybe when they started putting the prisoners in pink clothes and making the men wear pink goddamn outfits and shit, maybe you should have said, why are they doing that? Isn't that demeaning? When they started bringing people into their trials, and this is, you talk about illegal and chains, you know, so that you, oh, well, goddamn, he's chained like a fucking animal. He's got to be guilty. And then of course, the people on the juries, the dead-headed, mush-minded, know-nothing sons of bitches. Well, the man in the dress said, I need to vote guilty. So you're guilty. Treat him like an animal. He must be an animal. Now it's coming home to roost. It's coming home to you. How's it feel? You know, it'd be easy to sit here and go, whoo, you know, how you like it? And, you know, maybe indulge in a little bit of self-satisfaction watching somebody get what they deserve because they participated in it. But I can't even do that.
Jury is special.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, the jury is just picked. I mean, they use the same.
Yeah, they got the, like they'll have a bank of 1,700 to 1,000 professional jurors. There'll be masons on it. There'll be relatives of cops, relatives of commissioners. You goddamn right, Charlie. I mean, and everybody knows this. This is what's this is what gets me. Everybody knows it now, but now it's just like goddamn, that's just got a shitty country. It's the way it is. Oh, not do something about it. Brutal force and humiliation for days. Wow, really? A 2015 article in Think Progress claims police beat a mother and daughter participating in a BLM protest. I've seen mothers and daughters beaten for a hell of a lot less than being in a protest just because some asshole felt like doing it. What about the woman in Texas? Beating her goddamn pregnant stomach, which 9 months pregnant. The woman up in Seattle, in her final trimester, slammed down on the goddamn road so hard that her baby defecated in her womb. This isn't nothing new. It's been going on for a whole goddamn long time, and we are negligent for allowing it. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We will be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Bringing you the
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
I'm
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Audio Slave with Drown Me Slowly, and there's another way. Yeah, I want to finish this article. I mean, the public, you know, the last statement on here by Joe from Mass Private Eye is public can't anonymously sue the police. Imagine trying to file an anonymous lawsuit against the police. The clerk would laugh you out of the courthouse. Even if you claimed you were afraid of retaliation, police have a mind-boggling array of tools to spy on anyone they don't like. It seems like the only people allowed anonymously to sue police are rape victims. And you know, no, they can't. I don't care, you know, the first place, these goddamn places, it's hard to talk about this. These police can't exist. It was never authorized. It is a running violation of the contract and our Bill of Rights. But if it was a sheriff, okay, and it was a sheriff's deputy and he did it. Yeah, there is no anonymously suing anybody in the common law. You will put your name down on that goddamn piece of paper. That person will efface their accuser and know that person's name. But see what they did this when they back when they put this. Oh, well, we got to let them, you know, it's for rape victims. See, oh, the poor woman got raped. We should pass this law to allow anonymously suing. And it's for rape victims. It'll never be used for nothing else. Honestly, it won't. For as long as the rivers flow and the grass grows and there are stars up in the sky. But now, see, everybody went for that bullshit, just like they go for every bit of bullshit because it's a good thing. And now. Well, yeah, you know what? Police are good. Now they're using it for something else. Now the police has turned around 180 degrees, and now the police, well, they're going to anonymously sue you, and neither can happen. Not if you have law. There's something seriously wrong with our justice system. I'm going to tell you what, Joe. It ain't our justice system, and you're a part of the problem because you don't know no goddamn better. You do not know no goddamn better. It is not our justice system. It's not a justice system at all. There's no law. There's nothing to call it law. See what we got here. Nevada just issued a statement of emergency over marijuana shortages. And the reason I got into this article was that, you know, they sent like an 18-month a monopoly on distribution for the people who, the liquor store owners, the people who sell liquor. And so, you know, there's your mafiosa right there stepping in. I mean, the first place, you know, when you let them get the idea that they can tax anything that they could tell you, tax you. They can't tax you, that they could tell you what you could put in your body. Any of this shit. When you went for that, you were asking for this shit. And then it comes home to roost. I mean, they have, what are they calling it? The Department of Taxation in Nevada. They have a Department of Taxation. And they set rules for taxation. And they issue license. And so what this article really boils down to is that, you know, they passed the law for recreational marijuana in Nevada. And now they can't get enough out there because they gave an exclusive to the gangsters that run the liquor the mobsters that run the liquor in goddamn Nevada. They got the option on it. Now they can't get enough weed into it. And it really wouldn't be a goddamn problem, but all that tax money. They can't tax us, goddamn it. That's what they were talking about when they were talking about the excise taxes. They'll be taxing our wine and our beer. Yeah, they never even thought about whiskey. They'd never touch your whiskey, would they? Well, hell yes, they would. In fact, they control it. If there's any whiskey in this country, it belongs to the government. You're doing it by a permit. You have to have a permission to drink from your goddamn government. Ah. Oh, I like this one. Sarin. Unaccounted for at U.S. Army Dugway Proving Ground. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A new internal U.S. Army investigation found that the most deadly chemical and biological agents known to man were improperly handled and tracked at the Army's Dugway Proving Ground. And Dugway was the focus of an international headlines in 2015 investigation, which found that egregious safety failures over the period of a decade resulted in the shipping of live anthrax spores to 194 laboratories located in 50 states and 9 foreign countries via commercial shipping. shipping companies like FedEx. At the time of the 2015 scandal, over two dozen personnel at the Dugway were treated for potential anthrax exposure, and an army review board disciplined 10 civilians and military overseers, which included career-killing reprimands of the base commander, Brigadier General William King. As reported by the Army Times, the latest investigation conducted by the DOD Inspector General specifically identified failed protocols and oversight while tracking inventories of sarin nerve agent. They lost some sarin. Where did some sarin turn up where it shouldn't have lately? Well, that's right over there in Syria. I wonder if there's some canisters over there in Syria with these U.S. markings on it. And, you know, they handed them over to the Israeli Mossad, who took them over to Israel. And, you know, the Israelis got their own bunkers over there in Syria, so they just brought them right up to the front lines. And we need to say that Assad gassed his own people. You know, this really, when you think about it, this whole thing, it was like a couple of years ago, or maybe a year ago, when, remember, the Syrians had to dispose of and destroy all their sarin gas. Under international law, we were over there in their country as an invading force. Because the bottom line is, what are we doing with these agents that they had to destroy? If this stuff is a violation of international law that can get you invaded, get love missiles dropped on your head, why we got stockpiles of it? What's it for? Did anybody ever think of that? You know, you're over there making another country, supposedly you say they use it on their own people. But by international law, there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it if they use it on their own people. You know why it's here, people? It's for us. Mark Kornke's talked about it. The broken arrow. The people, they'd say we busted loose today. And I mean, it was just overwhelming. The people, you know, flare up, man. It's a goddamn roaring forest fire coming at you like a tornado, a firenado. And it's coming at you and we're going to mow them down. I'm telling you what, people, that's what the sarin gas is for. It is to use on us. It cannot be used in any theater of war, just like the hollow point 40 caliber bullets can't. It is for us. And we've got stockpiles of it over here, even as we're hypocritically over there in Syria, because it's real important to the Syrian people. And we love Syrian people, and the Jews, they love their forests, they love their water, they love their oil. And so, it's improper for them to have them. This is just shits against international law. Nobody should even have any of it. We got it. Wonder why. I think I know why. At any rate, they go on to talk about it being mislabeled and all this happy horse shit, you know. Let's see what else we got right here. Oh, I thought that was funny. We still got 10 minutes. Smart device breaks up domestic dispute by calling the police. This is from Gizmodo, sent in by Paul for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. We're gradually learning that smart home devices can be quite valuable for police. You guys are going to run right out and get these, right? Because they're valuable for police. Following a recent case in which Amazon handed over data from its Echo device to police investigating a murder, a smart device called the police when a couple was allegedly involved in a violent domestic dispute. Boy, everybody should have one of these in their house. I mean, this is a rat. I mean, you don't even have to dial up your own phone. You don't even have to dial 911. I mean, according to ABC News, officers were called to a home outside Albuquerque, New Mexico this week when a smart device called 911 and the operator heard a confrontation in the background. Police say that Ed Dorado Barros was house-sitting at the residence with his girlfriend and their daughter. Barros allegedly pulled a gun on his girlfriend when they got into an argument and asked her, "Did you call the sheriffs?" Pulled a gun on your girlfriend. I mean, what kind of guy are you? I mean, you're a tough guy. You need a gun for a girl? A smart device in the home apparently heard, "Call the sheriff," and proceeded to, call the sheriff. I think this is just wonderful, people. And people, I've seen these devices. I don't know if you guys have seen them. I've seen them on, I've looked at the videos of them. And it sets you in your house. You can ask it questions. You feel like you're on the Starship Enterprise computer. Can you find me, goddamn set of tires for my car? I'm looking for a set of tires. This is the size, and the damn thing talks back to you. And what a convenience, huh? What a convenience to have, well, another presence. I mean, I'm the kind of person, you know, I'm covering my goddamn computer screens. I don't want the cameras looking at me. I feel like somebody's looking at me 24/7. You go out in the goddamn middle of the woods, and you're looking over your shoulders, smoking a joint, thinking, goddamn, who's watching? These people go out, and they buy this goddamn thing and put it in their house. I mean, this is how institutionalized into the authoritarian complex these people are. It's not a huge amount of our population, but I mean, they'll take something like this and turn it into a fad. Just like, you know, the goddamn phones that people have, they walk around and they're walking into goddamn sewer drains, walking off into wading pools or fountains, and I mean, we've seen it on the television. It's just another, get you into this goddamn mode. I guess the end result would be to have a computer chip in your head so that you didn't have to carry all the junk around with you. You could just, it'd be there. And you could just think about, well, maybe I should call the sheriff. Well, sheriff's coming. You thought about it. A SWAT team arrived at the home. A SWAT team, boy, howdy. I bet you that, you know, these people, I can see it now. They got, you know, tens and 20 and 30s of thousands of dollars, and they got lawyered up, man, and they're going and got all these charges and these felonies against them. They've took the kid, and they're sitting there the next day and got, what were we fighting over? What was that argument? Why did you pull that gun, you dumb son of a bitch? Why did you even have a gun, you dumb son of a bitch? You pulled a gun, and you, what? And now they're sitting there going, oh my God, our lives are destroyed. And I mean, that one little thing, one little incident like this, I mean, it's not something, it's something that, you know, in the past you might have brushed under the carpet, you know, and you'd got past it, and maybe, pulling the gun on a woman, I mean, that's pretty weak in my opinion, but you think about it, and these weak people, is all you can say, is they're just such weak people.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's like another form of a video camera. You know, it's just a thing sitting there, and you can activate it. You know, it's another form of, you know, information gathering, you know, that's going to either work again. You know, it's just another one of those things that can either hurt you or kill you, you know?
Well, you know, I wonder about these people. I mean, why don't you just get cameras put on the toes of your shoes? Then you'd have a recording of everything you did all day long. And then, you know, you put it out there, you'd have to have a network to handle it. And of course, the government would have to have, you know, access to back doors into that network in case there was crime committed, because you know how they are about enforcing the law and protecting the people. And there are people that, I mean, there's people who have gotten chips in their bodies already, chips in their goddamn brains. And I mean, you wonder how in the hell did we get so far down this rabbit hole? And we look at the, you know, like the first articles we were talking about, the lack of a justice system, I mean, this cops, you know, cops unanimously, all this weird shit. And you wonder where it came from. It came from you, people. It came from you. It's a shiny new gadget, man. I think I'll pick it up and play with it. You didn't give me, well, it's radioactive. It'll kill you. Go ahead.
Stupidity.
That's it, man. Plain and simple. Just plain old stupidity. Like I said, you know, you think about it, you know, it's shiny. You know, it's like, they're like children. I guess the people have really been dumbed down to the point to where nobody ever grows up. But you reach down, it's shiny. I can't help myself. I got to pick it up. It's radioactive. Leave it alone. You don't know what the hell it is. But you're, I mean, geez, golly, it's so fun to play with, you know, and it blows my mind. I see people. Yeah, they'll sit in a room, I mean, they'll be in a house, and they'll be in two different rooms, and they'll be goddamn texting one another. I'm walk in the room and talk to somebody. It's unreal.
Henry, I've seen them sitting on the couch right alongside each other, texting each other.
And explain that to me. I went to last computer Laura got, we bought used, we found it on Craigslist. And we had to go to Klamath to get it. And so this person, they don't want to talk on the phone, but they're text like a son of a bitch, you know? So we're texting back and forth, and then we got to wait for the guy to get home. And then he finally gets home, and then he'll finally tell us where to go to get the computer, because it's a real secret operation buying a goddamn computer. So we finally get there, and, you know, the guy comes out. He's a nice enough fella, you know, and he's got the computer, and the computer, Laura looks at it, and it checks out, and we take the computer. And he's got that damn phone. He, well, you have any troubles, you know, you can text me. I go, you know what? Back in the day, we used to talk on those motherfuckers. He looks at me, you know, and, I'm just, what the hell, people? Where did you lose it? I guess you lost it just in your fascination with technology. I mean, all of these gadgets and gidgets have been around for a long time. Go ahead.
Henry, this is Kentucky. There's a new movie out. I just watched it a couple of days ago. My son gave it to me, called The Circle. It's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah? I'm going to have to watch
it. Boy, that's,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's he dropped all his social media. He dropped all kinds of stuff after he watched it. And it hits right on the point, exactly what they're trying to do.
I'm going to watch it. I got to see that. I mean, it has become blatant. I go to town, man. I'll tell you what, when I'm coming up to an intersection, I'm kind of looking at the cars, but I'm looking at the people in the goddamn cars. Because inevitably, at least one time, every time I go to town, here comes that woman or that man, and you can see them. They're goddamn texting going around a goddamn corner in an intersection. The funny part about this is, you know, a couple of months ago, we got a bill for because we have to have PLPD and medical on our van, or we can't go nowhere. They'll take your goddamn rig. So the insurance goes up, and I mean, it's like $30 freaking. And I'm like, bullshit, why? You know, we have no accidents or anything, so Lord gets on the goddamn phone with the insurance agent. He says, hey, what the hell, you know, because why did this insurance go up? You know what they told me? Because there more people have wrecks in your area, or having more wrecks in your area. No shit. You're pumping people in here. You mean you got all these foreigners who can't even read English, let alone, but they got a driver's license now. And then on top of it, you got these people driving around, goddamn texting. They cannot not do it. It's like a drug. And then so I got to pay more. I got to pay $30 more for my goddamn insurance. I didn't have no goddamn wrecks. I don't text going down the road. But I guess it's all becoming a part of becoming a one world citizen in this one world madness on this one world planet. The unexpected use of this technology to contact emergency services has possibly helped save a life. And that's what counts, man. I mean, maybe we shouldn't. You know, the government, just like those phones that Obama came up with, maybe the government would pay to have one of these in everybody's house. I bet they would. And it would save lives, people. And that's really what, you know, life is so precious. I mean, even if you have to live life as a lowly slave, groveling and being whipped every day, man, it's life. You gotta cling to it. Cling to whatever life you can get. Even the life of a fucking worm. It's life, right? It's what I, you know, put up the thing yesterday and what we're talking about. How precious. You think about the back in 1775 when them boys went out to Lexington Green and Concord Bridge and stood there and faced off the baddest army on planet Earth, muzzle to muzzle. Was life so precious to them? I mean, goddamn, you talk about people, they could have just fled into the wilderness and never even had to be a part of it. They wouldn't, like, there wasn't no place for them to run. There was a lot of places for them to run and be away from it. But the people stepped up, just said, this is unacceptable. This isn't living. This life is not worth living. And a life in servitude is not worth living. I don't know where, I don't know how other people's minds work. But to me, I'd rather be frickin' dead than be enslaved. If I can't be a freeman and feel like a freeman and be in control of my own destiny and live my own will, hell with you. You think you can take that from me? You think I will serve your will? I will put a bullet in your head. That's what I will do. But it's the acquiescence, it's like the vote. The people that go out and vote, goddamn if they shouldn't, they don't know better. They should know better, shouldn't they? I mean, we have been just here, just in this hour, covering this the most outrageous bullshit you ever heard of in your whole life. One thing back in 1770, one of these issues, those people would have said, hell no, I can't live like that, I'd rather be dead. And I will kill you trying to force me to do it, how about that? And that's how they gained that, I mean, the freedom that no other population of people, just regular folk, have ever had, even the promise of any kind of freedom like that was offered to us if we could just hold on to it. And those people just said, by God, it's worth it. It's worth my life. I would rather be goddamn dead than in servitude. It's not right. Servitude is not right. One person living under another person's will. When they talk about the pursuit of happiness, it is the pursuit of peace of soul. If I can't just sit and be in peace with myself because you fucking think you got some say in my life, I gotta kill you. I don't want to live a life where I'm miserable. People didn't, and that's another thing with the drugs and everything. People just embrace the misery. Well, I get effed up and be in my goddamn little comfort zone world here. It's a sickness, people. And we got to start calling it out for what it is, just like we got to start calling the people that are going along with this what they are, traitors. You don't deserve to be in this goddamn country, you spineless piece of shit. Mindless piece of shit. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, The Circle, I'm gonna have to watch that. That is The Word from the Trenches.